This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hello, there we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,400. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. The Men's Room. On tap today, Ryan Castle joins us from his basement studio / bar. Once again, we will sit and spin, as you will feel old today, with 10 essential albums that turn 40 this year. We will play Profile This, plus headlines of Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The clock.
Drinking and John.
All right, here we go. South Carolina couple arrested after a domestic when one jokes that the other had a ball. Meanwhile, a man in a wheelchair climbs 800 feet up the side of a skyscraper in China and does not fall. Woman fired from Taco Bell as a God-fearing Christian customer recognized her from doing porn. A group in England that threw a party saying they were unaware of COVID is facing some scorn. And a North Dakota man in a Don't Do Drugs t-shirt is arrested for, yeah, you know. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, you ever think you're about to drink a glass of water, but it turns out to be Sprite or vodka or some other unexpected clear liquid? Well, a woman in England had a similar thing happen to her, but instead of water, she thought she was grabbing a handful of Pop Rocks. Thing is, they weren't Pop Rocks. They were Fun Snaps. Now, what are Fun Snaps? Well, they're not candy. Fun Snaps are miniature fireworks, and they exploded in her mouth. Now, yes, she survived, but she ain't happy. But explosions, they do happen. Every year around Thanksgiving, what do we hear? All the warnings about cooking deep-fried turkeys. This past Thanksgiving, no exception. But the award winner for 2020 is the woman in Massachusetts whose deep-fried turkey mishap resulted in an explosion and a fire that took out three houses. Her house and the neighbors on either side. And then there's Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina. Well, not her vagina per se, but that very stupid vagina-scented candle that she's selling on Goop. Well, a woman in Britain, she had the misfortune of winning one of those candles in an online quiz. She gets it at home. Her and her boyfriend thought it'd be funny. They lit it, and it exploded. Damn near burned her house down to the ground. Not worth the smell of Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina. But like we said, hey, man, Bad things happen. Things explode. That thing you threw in the fireplace that you didn't think would explode, it exploded. The deep fried turkey, the vagina candles, fun snaps. I mean, look, it happens. It'll shock you. But that's what today's question is. What exploded, blew up, or went pop?
Be a part of the Big Show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
On the telephone, away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,400. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. A guaranteed future repeat is once again, we will talk to the one and only Ryan Castle. He joins us from his basement studio bar. And once again, we will sit and spin. Today, believe it or not, Ted, we have a list of 10 essential albums that turned 40 years old this year.
Okay.
So that would be 1981, mm-hmm. The year that was 1981. Now, granted, you just turned 40 years old.
I did.
So these will be albums basically that came out during your first year of life.
Oh, that's how I remember them.
There were 80 albums on the list. We narrowed it down to 10. But either way, I mean...
It just makes us feel old. I'm like, I remember buying this, like actively taking my money and buying these records as Mike was going through the list. I'm like, oh my God.
Right. And not only that, but you realize what a great year it was in music. There's all kinds of good stuff that came out in that year. So we'll go back some 40 years and 10 essential albums that turned 40 this year. That is if Ryan can get the people upstairs who are doing work on his kitchen to slow down a little bit.
How did he describe that, Mike? What did he say? It's like a bandsaw going through live cattle?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe a little background noise there as Ryan's getting some work done to his home. But nonetheless, Sit and Spin is on the way. And our question today, what exploded, blew up, and went pop? You know, one thing we love on this show is a little Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, she's my favorite.
Probably everyone in here's favorite actress, and we know that...
Here's the thing. She's not even a bad actress. She's just a tool. You know what? She does a fine job acting. I just hate everything else about her.
Well, she tries to be relatable to people, but it's kind of difficult to be relatable to people.
Who's she relatable to?
That's what I'm saying. When you're just unrelatable in general based on your upcomings.
Right. I grew up part of Hollywood royalty. I don't fault her for that. You can't pick your parents.
No.
You're an actress. That's great.
Didn't she go like to Harvard or Yale or something, too?
I don't know. But
pretty
then
sure
she started Goop. And that's when I said, who are you speaking to here? With any product that she offers, who are you talking to?
Well, people who are wealthy enough to afford it and believe it.
Is that where you'd spend your money?
Well, even though if she doesn't have the products, sometimes her advice is
right.
Is not necessarily the right thing to do.
And put magical eggs in your vagina.
Right.
No.
And at one point in time, it was to steam clean it.
Yeah, she steam cleans her vagina.
You know what I mean? Like you have a steam cleaner at home.
I do have a steam cleaner.
You ever look at that thing and think, man, maybe I should just take care of my backside with this thing.
I do, but for sexual gratification.
Right.
Not because I think it's something you should do as hygiene. That's mm-hmm. the thing. If she said, hey, man, in a pinch, you don't have a sex toy, this is great. Right. I go, you know what? I get that. Right.
And the doctor. And Miles, she went to Cal.
Oh, she went to Cal, Burke?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
sure, she earned her way.
The doctors came out right away and said, whoa. Do not put warm, hot, moisturize, anything, steam up into your thing because, you know, that could cause a bacterial infection. It could do a lot of things.
That's why you buy the magic eggs, right. Miles.
Exactly. So she's that person. But either way, you remember news from a couple years ago where she came out with a candle
mm-hmm.
that was scented, and she wanted the candle to represent her downstairs area as far as the way that it smelled when you burned it.
According to her. And I always thought to myself, okay, there's your perspective of what this candle should smell like. I want to get Chris Martin's input on this.
I want to know what time of day it is.
Right, because Chris Martin might be a little more accurate, like, oh, no, this is entirely wrong.
Yeah, is this like
if
a post,
it doesn't make your eyes burn.
Is this post-dinner? Is this after shower?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Post-workout?
I mean, I can't get my nose down there that far to even know. So how would I know?
Post-workout.
The only way that you could smell it from like
dewy
is that if it was really kicking.
Sure.
I mean, you know, unless you're like a yoga master. I mean, how in the hell are you going to get your nose down there? I'm just saying. Unless you
scratch,
can bend up,
smell your fingers, man.
Unless you can bend up like a pretzel. Yeah, I guess so.
Smells like Fritos.
Right. But either way, Jody Thompson, she went online and did an online quiz. And basically, she did so well on it that she won one of these Gwyneth Paltrow scented candles.
Is that really winning?
From her Goop website, the candle is described as being funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected.
What did you just tell me about Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina? Based on what you heard from other people
funny,
about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected. That
is, you described it. You didn't describe it, but apparently some of her friends at a spa. Look, Gwyneth Paltrow is a very natural person.
Well, she admitted this.
And, right. And you believe you said as well. Courtney Cox or someone
said.
It's
a group of friends.
It looks like a man bun.
Hmm. And they went, hey, what are you doing down there? You mean you don't do anything? And she was like, no, I don't do anything. And they said, oh, you're doing something tonight. Like, we're getting rid of that thing.
Because it looks like Chewbacca's in a leg lock.
Yeah. So her friends.
So you
like,
can have a candle that smells like that.
Her friends, you know, I don't know, they held her down or whatever they did, but either way.
We have to do, it's an intervention.
They tried to
shave your pubes.
Oh, did they shave it or were they just like, you need to go in there, here's a razor?
You know, she's the one who told the story. I'm not sure if she ever did anything with it, but they were all just taken aback by like, oh my God, woman. I mean, like, we're your friends, we can say something. We know you.
Hey.
However, the woman who won the contest, Jody Thompson.
Bacon's outside the bun.
Who is 50. She was taken by surprise after lighting it when a huge flame leapt from the candle out of the glass jar. She's a media consultant. She told The Sun over in England, the candle exploded and emitted huge flames with bits of the candle flying everywhere.
Mm.
I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze and it was too hot to touch. There was an inferno in my living room. Jody, who lives with her partner, David Snow, in North London, said, we eventually got it under control. He ended up figuring out a way with a hot pad to pick it up and throw it out the on the balcony, the candle. It could have burned the place down. It was scary at the time, but funny looking back that Gwyneth's vagina candle exploded in my living room. By the way, the scent that we know to be the smells like my vagina candle.
Mm-hmm.
Gwyneth, by the way, is now offering that for a cool $25 as a roll-on deodorant. So,
come on.
If you would like your underarms to smell the same.
Hey, man.
Maybe the roll-on is a safer option than the candle.
What does that smell?
But either way, yeah, it's
oh, it's my new My Vagina by Gwyneth deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to smell worse than armpits.
Right. We stay in England where a mom who ate miniature fireworks after mistaking them for popping candy has been left with some pretty harrowing injuries. The mom, Lisa Boothroyd, ate the mini fireworks when she thought they were confectionery.
Just understand, this is an education on where and where not to store things.
48-year-old found the box of Fun Snaps at the cost cutter among lollipops, but she was left with chemical burns after throwing them into her mouth. The explosive devices burst in her mouth, leaving her in agony with a cracked tooth and burns to her lip and mouth. Those things really must explode.
Wait a minute, are those like the little poppers?
They probably are. I mean, it's an English version, but again, they were stored next to lollipops.
Yeah.
So in her mind, you know, it's just candy.
I'm still in agony, nearly lost a tooth after a crack from the explosion, not just nearly losing a tooth because you live in England.
Mm.
The Fun Snaps were with all the other sweets, and the packaging was so similar, so it was an easy mistake. I just kept thinking, what could have happened if I'd given them to a child? They would have blown apart in her mouth. The box reads Fun Snaps along with Snap, Crack, Bang, which led her to assume it was popping candy like Pop Rocks. The moment I crunched down was terrifying. These are the ones that you throw on the concrete and they pop.
Hey,
so
hey,
as soon as she bit
little,
down.
Right, we just called them poppers.
But you don't just throw them down. Just a quick side note, much like a spitball and a straw, those things fit perfect. They go a long distance. 10th grade, we had to, as part of our English class, our high school drama team, whatever, they were putting on The Taming of the Shrew from Shakespeare. And I don't know if there are words in the English language to explain how little interest I had in going, but we had to go. So me and my buddy Matt Clark, he brought a bunch of those popper things, and we each had a straw. So we're sitting maybe three-fourths of the way back, and this is their night performance, and we're spitting these things out of the straw, and they would pop on stage. And look, I don't recommend you do it. I just don't care. I really don't. So these things are popping on stage. And you see the actress keep turning around because no one knows what it is. All right? And we're doing this through three-fourths. And it's the only thing keeping us entertained. Well, at one point, a teacher maybe two or three rows in front of us turned around and gave us a look. And the look was, hey, I'm pretty sure you're the guys responsible for these occasional pop bangs. So my buddy Matt, who had most of the poppers on him, decided to get rid of the evidence. So what did he do? He dumped them all on the floor. Like, he got... So, well, now the play comes to a stop. We're suspended. That was my first suspension in high school. Thank you, Matt.
Nice.
But I'm looking at him like, did you seriously just dump those on the floor to get rid of evidence?
She said,
now everyone knows.
She was still shaking in shock the next day, in so much pain. I had no idea what Fun Snaps even were. It's shocking they were in the same aisle as all the children's sweets. She said, I just can't believe how much damage those little snaps did to my mouth. Worst of all, they were amongst all the children's sweets. Who knows what could have happened if a child had made the same mistake as me. Although my injuries were horrible, I'm just relieved I did not end up losing a tooth.
Like you said, she's in England, so no one could notice the damage to her mouth. But, yeah, apparently she burned her lips, too. I don't know. It's like Tide Pods. Like, would you put Tide Pods in the children's aisle as well? Like,
these are just a child's toy.
They're with the candy. A kid's put anything in her mouth. I just feel like she's right. Maybe they shouldn't have been there. But I'd also argue most kids, they would because kids are kids, they would probably know they're the little pop things.
I'm looking at them right now. The packaging of the Fun Snap definitely looks like candy.
Okay. That's not too far off.
I mean, so I'm just like, if it was in the candy, I'm with you. I don't think that should be near the candy.
Ow!
It's not a big pop. Like, we used to throw them at each other.
Sure.
But if one in your mouth, that's brutal.
And you know she didn't pop one at a time. It's probably a handful bit down.
At one point, I think I was like 10, 11 years old, and we got some Roman candles.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a little Roman candle warfare, which, number one, in the woods is not smart. Number two, though, these were, you know, compared to what we normally got, even if it was just like an M80 or something, these were exciting because they did something more.
Right, they do stuff. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get like six or seven in a tube. So we're out in the woods. We're going to have a Roman candle war. And we kind of count down, and we take off running. And then people start lighting theirs up, and we just start firing away. Okay, well, I light mine up, and I'm holding it, and I take off running. And it just seems like the wick kind of goes out on its own.
Never believe
it. It's smoldering at the top. And I'm just like, what's going on here? So I do feel the candle itself. The candle's getting hot, all right? So it's getting real, real hot, but it doesn't look like it's lit. So I'm like, So I light it again, light the top, and now I can see it's starting to go.
All right.
So now I'm good to go. Now I'm in the game. You know, I'm already getting artillery coming my way. Now I got my candle, right? It continues to hiss and doesn't blow out the first ball. For whatever reason, it just didn't.
It's in my hand.
Right.
So I take off running. I'm going to get a different position. I'm going to look at this thing, figure out what the hell's going on. Because we only had one of them apiece.
Sure.
So I got, like, out of six of us, I got the one that's not burning correctly. Now, what happened was this thing blows up in my hand.
They say you're still holding it, right?
Internally, yes. And one of the balls actually shoots out the bottom of it. So somehow, it just completely malfunctioned, right? Problem was, my hand is numb. All the way up to, like, my elbow.
Sure.
I cannot feel my hand when this thing blows up. Because it's like, boom, boom, boom. Because there's six, seven balls in there, right? And they all kind of just chain react and blow inside the tube. I'm holding on to this thing. But I can't go home and tell my parents what I've done.
Of course.
Like, I had to run home right away because, like, my hand, it just felt like a million pins and needles were jabbing my arm. And the more I looked at it, like, you know, I did have some burn marks on my hand and stuff, but that wasn't the real pain.
Right, right.
It was like this pain that I never had before. It was internal, but it was like my arm had gone to sleep to my elbow. I knew something was wrong. I just didn't know
what. Some mighty fine detective work there.
So I just like, well, I've never had really anything like that happen to me before. But I'm terrified that I've completely ruined my arm. You know what I mean? It's still the summer, still playing Little League Baseball, all these things that require my arm. You know what I mean? About 2 days later, the pain finally went away. And I could start getting function again in my hand. I don't know what if I don't have nerve damage or anything like that. But at the time, temporarily, I completely screwed up my arm. I mean, it was just, and that was it, man. After that moment, I was done with fireworks.
Well, somebody points out here, Roman candle warfare must be conducted with round metal garbage can lids as shields. And they add an exclamation point, Miles.
I didn't have that. I wasn't playing the Captain America in the woods. But, man, that damn thing. And that was it. I swear to God. There was one guy every year that would bring fireworks. He'd get them like South Carolina, whatever. He would blow them up in my neighbor's yard. Uncle Bob was this guy's name. He'd come with a big trunk of them every year. That was his claim to fame. All the kids would go down there. I learned my lesson. Because they had Roman candles, too. I'm like, I'm just, I watch from a safe distance.
Yeah.
That's basically where I was at.
I'd like to say I do, I don't.
Well, I still do. To this day, I'm like, you light it. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm with you. I had a firecracker blow up pretty close to my hand, and I was like, all right, I'm done.
That's it. You know, I mean, hell, you know what they can do. What exploded, blew up, or when pop, 206-421-ROCK.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Our question, what exploded, blew up, or went pop? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Scotty. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Hola.
Well, I didn't get to talk to y'all before the new year, so I just hope you guys had a great holiday and a happy new year.
Oh, well, thanks, brother. Man. Right back at you.
I had a great Chinooka. I sure did.
Thank you. Well, this happened probably about, I don't know, 13 years ago when I got out of the military. I moved back out here, and I hooked up with some people I met at a job site, and we were at the house party on the 4th of July, so like, hey, let's make a sparkler bomb. I was like, I know how to do that. So we go get like, I don't know, 50 boxes of sparklers. So the first one we only did 10, went off just fine. Second one we did 30 of them. So this thing was massive. So I light it on the end of a street, and me and my friend are walking away from it, and these people are yelling at us, hey, it's not lit, it's not lit. And my buddy's like, we should go back and check it. And I was like, I don't think that's a good idea. Oh, what could happen? I was like, all right, you want to find out? Let's go. So we walk back there, and I see that it's starting to spark. And I'm like, we better turn around and go. And he's like, oh, okay. So we turn around, and right as we turn around, it explodes. I get back to my buddy's apartment, and I have about 15 sparklers in the back of my legs.
Oh, God. I don't know.
I don't know that I've ever seen anybody do that before.
No.
Oh, well, we got back there, and they're like, "You okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, why?" And they're like, "You have sparklers sticking out of your legs." And I'm like, "Eh, it's nothing new."
So after you notice them, right, is that when the pain sets in, or did it never hurt?
It never hurt because I was intoxicated to the moon and back, so.
So I just want you to know, because I don't know what's going on here. I just Googled it and then went to video.
All right.
Here are the top responses. Sparkler bomb maims Texas teen. 15-year-old boy suffers gruesome wounds after taping 200 sparklers together.
Well, it's 200, yeah.
Next, police make sparkler bomb arrest in Bristol. Man badly hurt making sparkler bomb. Authorities say sparkler bomb likely caused the loud noise. Sparkler bomb found in Sheboygan apartment. And Ventura police arrest Oklahoma residents for having sparkler bomb. Team loses leg, fingers, and may be blinded from sparkler bomb.
Well, sure. But to be fair, the only news you're going to get about a sparkler bomb
that's not the good
is the bad news.
Right, exactly, yes.
Never the successful sparkler bomb. Little Billy lights off successful sparkler bomb.
Becomes NASA rocket scientist.
That would be a weird article.
But they need to. Like, every Thanksgiving, this person successfully made a deep fried turkey.
What exploded, blew up, or went pop? 206-421 Rock.
Hello, Bo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitchola.
Hola.
All right, guys. So I'm about 10 years old, and my best buddy Jordan, it's the mid 80s. And we were a couple of pyros back then, and this one particular time, we had found some old loose ammo in a drawer. And I had the bright idea of taking a pair of wire cutters, going out into the woods and trying to start a fire. Well, we get out there, and I get through about two or three rounds, and I got a little pile of gunpowder. And I go to squeeze like about the fourth one, and it decides to go off. And I just sit there kind of stunned. My best buddy Jordan jumps off, takes off running, goes home, and I'm just sitting there realizing I almost blew my twig and berries off.
That would not be good, because at 10 years old, you really haven't had a chance to use them yet.
But is that better?
Yeah, I'm really glad I did.
No, look.
I don't think you're right. Your mindset doesn't change.
You're 10 years old, right? You're not interested in all the really magical things that your twig and berries can introduce you to, so you don't know what you've never had. But now, say you're 18, 20 years old.
Right.
You know the magic of the twig and berries. I think it would be much more devastating.
Because
now you know. Now
you look.
You know.
You know, if you look across your classroom and you're in fifth grade, right? Mm-hmm. And you see a girl that you're attracted to.
Yeah.
You might not know. I'm sure kids know now with the internet. But at our point, we knew basic stuff. But as far as what the real deal was.
Sure.
I mean, but you kind of knew there was something there. You just couldn't do the math on it yet. You know what I mean?
See, if you can't do the math, then you don't understand the problem. So if I got to not get this math equation right, I want to not know.
But like,
you want to try.
There's something going
but
on.
But you haven't done it.
Right.
Because everyone that's done it always seems to want to do it again.
But you're not.
It's like a really cool roller coaster, right? Like, maybe I'm in line to get on this roller coaster, and roller coaster breaks down right before I get the chance to ride it. And that sucks. It does. But after I've ridden that roller coaster, and I can ride that thing again, well, now I know what I'm missing by not riding. Like, maybe you want the experience, but once you've had the experience, like, I want to do this again.
All right.
And in fact, I want to do this as much as I possibly can. And since I've discovered that magical thing that happens with that, I've never not wanted to do
it. And the more that you want to do it, the less of a chance you have of doing it.
Sure. But that's why it's like, look, you don't want to lose them no matter what. Because even if you don't know what sex is, you understand on some level, like, this isn't just bad. This is, like, really, really, really bad. Like, really bad.
What exploded, blew up, or went pop? 206-421-ROCK.
I mean, look, if I lost an arm but had never done a push-up, I can live better. It's just me. Once you know, you know.
Never shoot a jump shot.
Yeah, that's true. I still can. Hello, Manuel. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, he's listening to music.
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So when I was about 13 years old, my buddy's brother was in the military. He was like a ranger or something. But he gave me and him a smoke grenade. And we didn't realize that the bottom of the smoke grenade blew out. So when we went to pull the pin on this thing, my little pinky finger was under the bottom of it. And the bottom blew out. And it melted my pinky finger completely. All the skin was completely gone.
Ah, Pinky look like now?
It looks actually, it's got scars all over now that I think about it. Now I'm looking at it. Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
I'm looking at it. It's effed up, man.
The good news is it's not the most important digit in the world. I'm sure that there's arguments about that if you don't have one. But it just seems like, right. I mean, it's not the, I mean, you use it probably more than you think you do.
Probably use it more. What about the ring finger?
It's kind of a waste, isn't it?
I mean, does that come in handy ever, the ring finger?
I mean, not on your wedding.
I feel like the pinky's only really big for typing.
If you type right.
I was shock pretty well, you know, and man, it was, it was gnarly.
Did you, I'm assuming you had to go to the hospital?
Well, I went home and I tried to hide it from my mom. And then I came in the house and I was completely white. And she asked what was wrong, and then finally I showed it to her, and then, she rushed me into the hospital, and I had, third-degree burns and all that good stuff.
Did you make a call to your friend to find out what exactly, why his brother, you know what I mean, did he get in trouble for that?
Well, no, we kind of kept it to ourselves. He also gave us something called, an Artie Simulator, and it was a grenade without the shrapnel. So, we blew up a couple different things with that. So,
here, kids, have fun.
Yeah,
right, pretty much. Yeah, he just said, here you guys go. Enjoy.
we would blow up little army men with, little tiny firecrackers, but, nothing that was, kind of Jim Carrey style.
But it seems like those are the good old days. I have this massive explosive. Here, kids, right? Because it's always someone older than you, someone who knows better, and inevitably something went that we, back in our super pyro days, which I think everyone goes through at some point, especially boys, let's light stuff on fire and see what happens. And essentially, long story short, we lit my buddy's backyard on fire. The problem is, because we're 10, it's not really his backyard. It is his parents' backyard. That was bad. It's bad because his parents got to beat both of our asses, and I went home, and his mom had already placed a call to my mom, so I went home and got a second ass whipped.
Right.
But, we leveled the backyard. We just did not anticipate. You have no concept of how explosive things are. You don't get how gasoline works. But we figured out a lot of stuff that day.
Yeah.
Including, we don't know how to put out a fire.
There was no such thing as a burn ban. Everybody had a barrel in their backyard. The first thing that happened on Christmas Day was, somebody's dad or grandpa would walk around, pick up all the wrapping paper.
All the stuff, right.
Make sure they saved the bows. And then go out back.
Every month. Don't throw away the bows!
Anytime, other things will go out there, too, that need to be disposed of. So,
junk mail.
Yeah, whatever. You name it. You have an old table or something's falling apart. That goes in there. I always just remember that was, it's one of the funnest things to do on Christmas Day. Was go out and watch stuff get burned, because half the time, a flame would shoot up 8 feet out of that barrel.
My father-in-law still does it, man.
It depends on where you live, too.
Right.
Just where you grew up and stuff, you're just not going to have as many burn bans, because the weather's different.
Right.
And when I was back east, my brother was I'm going to have fire. I was did you check the bans? And he's no, we had thunderstorms the last 4 days in a row.
Oh, yeah.
It's very Seattle of you.
Right.
We got burn bans plenty around here, man.
Yeah, exactly.
What exploded, blew up, or went pop? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and liquor.
Hola.
Hey, I got a little story. This is back in the 70s, late 70s. And I live in a little town across the water from you guys. So the local armory, this is another armory story. Group of kids go in there. Of course, back then, they kind of gave tours to a classroom, or if you had a big group, you could just go in there, look around and whatnot.
Sure.
And so we went in there, a group of neighborhood kids, and we knew kind of one of the National Guardsmen in there, and we were taking a tour of the thing, and one of the group members came out of there with he's like, hey, check this out. And we're looking at, he took it out of his pocket, and it was a hand grenade. And we're like, we knew exactly where we're going to blow this thing up, because we live right next to a peewee field, and they were just got done putting rows and rows of soil on the field, because they're going to, make the field better. So there was these rows and rows of dirt on this field, and we used to do dirt clod fights and stuff like that in these rows. So we took that hand grenade down there, and you were going to throw it at some VC or something, and throw it over your, the
the total hand grenade Pez, threw it amongst these mounds of dirt. It blew up pretty good. We're kind of surprised that it wasn't actually bigger.
Well, that's a bummer.
Hand grenade.
I want to destroy more property.
Yeah, well, I mean, no.
Then somebody, oh, that's right. It was,
screw those kids that play baseball.
Let's blow up their field. But that's what kids do. Yeah, forgive kids for being kids. Kids are dumb, right? I mean, it's inevitable.
Yeah.
A kid, what was it, in Virginia, I want to say, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? He was at a flea market, and this guy is selling old World War II and Vietnam memorabilia.
He's 15 years old, by the way.
Kid's 15 years old.
Yeah.
And he bought a decommissioned, deactivated hand grenade, because that's what the guy said. It turns out it was not deactivated. It was an active hand grenade. The kid pulls the pin and blows things to hell.
Not only that, but he sold 12 of them that day.
So just keep that in mind.
So you've heard of
this one kid pulled the pin and blew up. There's 11 other people going.
You've heard of one.
Oh.
That detonated. The other 11 haven't had the pin pulled yet. Or they have, and maybe they were inert. I don't know. But.
That's the thing, man. Like, are you sure?
What exploded, blew up, or went pop? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Suck up on it.
Hola.
All right, let's go back in time a bit. Mid-80s, we're in northern Idaho, town of Lewiston. It's hot as hell. Been hot as hell for a while, and coming up on 4th of July. My dad's gone to the great establishment, Ill Eagle Fireworks, and got us mortars for the first time in our life. And we're about ready to set them off. We live next to this ravine, and like I said, it's been hot as hell, and so it's just bright tinder everywhere. My dad can't find, you know, it just looks like a tube. He's like, man, there's no base to it. So they bury it partway into a little pile of gravel, and lights went off, and it just barely flipped out of the tube and starts rolling down the ravine and explodes, thus initiating a little bit of a fire. And so at about age 9, 10, my sister and I got a run down the hill yelling, call 911, call 911.
Did you get the fire out?
Yeah, but thankfully my dad had the foresight to have a shovel there handy, and they got the fire out. And it was after that he looked inside the tube, and guess what was in the bottom of the tube?
What's that?
The base for it. So,
okay.
Was he honest with the fire department when they showed up? Or was it one of the, hey, I don't know what started the fire, we just saw flames?
Well, thankfully, my mom was slow on the draw with calling 911, and the call was never placed, so.
But, okay. Better. I didn't actually call him. Luckily, he got the fire out.
Right.
I don't know. I would never cop to that if they showed up. And they're like, well, obviously, this is the result of an explosive. Like, yeah, we thought we heard something, man. Wasn't us.
I got a sick story for you. I had this kid I knew who was 1 year older than me in junior high. He didn't go to the same high school as I did. He had this growth, all right, on the side of his cheek. And it looked like a bulbous thing that was coming out of the side of his head. Now, you have to remember, we don't have, like, the best medical stuff. It had been looked at before. I think he had gone to the doctor, and they were going to kind of watch it.
Had it always been there, or was it something that grew over time?
Something that was slowly growing over time, but it was seriously putting his jaw out of alignment and everything else.
Yeah.
All right?
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad, right? So, and he, in his
what,
face...
What was your nickname for?
His face looked...
Don't act like you didn't have a nickname.
His face looked deformed, all right?
What was the nickname?
John Merrick.
You had a nickname.
It's the only one out there. So anyway, all right. So he had this thing, right? And he went to the doctor. They biopsied it. I guess it was not cancerous.
All right.
But they were thinking that it would either shrink, get bigger, whatever the deal was, or go away. So he comes to school one day, and his face is normal. His face is completely normal. And we're like, what happened, Ronnie? Did you get surgery on this? You know, would they take that thing out? And he said, no, I was sleeping. And I either bit the side of my mouth, I just felt something burst inside.
And
the whole thing went in my mouth.
It's like he didn't choke to death.
And he said it was the worst smelling thing you'd ever smelled in your life. And he said he brushed his teeth like 100 times. He says, like, I still, he's like, he felt relief. He felt much better. His jaw, kind of like getting your braces taken off. It took him a while to bite right again.
Yeah.
You know, because his mouth had kind of shifted a little bit. Whatever the hell the thing was in there, man.
It blew up into his mouth?
Into his mouth. It just either had enough pressure to it. I don't know if he was poking it. The thing just blew.
Now, I know you are a fan of the pimple popping.
This is not a pimple.
No, I know.
It's a large-ass tumor on the side of this guy's face.
But like Dr. Pimple Popper, I only know this. They keep advertising her upcoming season. I guess there's a new season coming.
Okay.
But her commercials are all over the place. I am not personal. Because
these are not,
again, these are not pimples.
No.
I pop, these things are not. But they're
boils.
But they keep, they'll pixelate, you know, well, I don't know if they do this on the show, but on the commercials, they pixelate whatever it is. And so, like, I'll see a patient laying there, and I realize, based on the size of the pixelation, like, I don't know what this thing is, but they're showing little highlights, because, again, they're trying to get you to watch the show. I would argue they're getting me to not watch it, but there's a scene where, and everything's real quick clip, you know, so it's like 3 seconds at a time, and, oh, look at this one, look at this one, and there's one where she pops something. You see everyone kind of jump back, and she's like, did any of that get in your mouth?
So ooh, like, wait, yeah. If that thing grows back on your butt, man, we can get her to take care of it.
We could. I told you, the first time I got a thing on my butt, right? I don't know what this thing is, and I can't really see it because I'm not limber enough. I can feel it. It hurts like a mofo, but I go to the doctor, all right? So, and you already hate going there. What is the visit for? Because it's not scheduled, really. I'm like, well, I'm be honest with you, I got this thing on my ass, man. You know, I don't know how else to explain it. It's a thing on my ass, and this thing on my ass really hurts. So before the doctor sees you, they send in the doctor's assistant. So he's taking your blood pressure, all the regular crap, but then he wants to take a look at this thing on my ass. And it's such a stupid moment, because remember, these things hurt, man. But so I'm like leaned over the little bed, and I got to pull down my pants or whatever. And so I can't see his face, but doctors generally, they're not supposed to go like, oh my God. But I remember, I just hear him go, yowza. That is a quote.
That's an interesting one. Yowza.
Yowza. So he's like, I'll get the doctor. Like, he wasn't even going to mess with this. Doctor come. I can't remember what he called it, but basically just had to wait for it to drain. It comes back about a year later. We're doing the show, and I'm walking down the hall like Fred Sanford, man. I mean, just, it's hard to walk this thing. It's just super painful, but we're sitting down as we do the show, and I feel this thing burst as we're doing the show. And it's not like a pop, but you kind of get the sense like, man, my butt cheek feels real wet. I'm pretty sure I didn't poop myself. I know I didn't pee myself. And I realized this thing has burst, but because I'm sitting on it, I'm squeezing whatever's in it.
Ah.
Dude.
What did it look like when?
I can't. It was. It's like pus.
Ah.
But closer to brown than white.
Ah.
The stink is unbelievable. So now I'm in the bathroom at work like, oh my God. I got underwear full of like butt pus. So that underwear got wrapped up and thrown out to the rest of the show commando. Then when I get home, I realize that was a mistake. Because now whatever that thing was, it is now stuck to the denim of my jeans, as it were. And I ripped this thing off of my ass, which is my pants at this point. I'm like, I'm almost in tears in the shower. Like, I sound like the lion from The Wizard of Oz. Like, my butt hurts so bad.
Once exploded, blew up, or went pop, 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.